Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Welcome to Believing Together. This is Pastor Hawtrey, and I'm so glad you're joining us this morning. I wanted to read out of John chapter 4, and just a wonderful chapter and interesting story here. And in John chapter 4, Jesus had just saved the woman at the well, and she had just gone into Samaria. And she said, "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" And no sooner had she departed, and the disciples said to Jesus, literally, "Master, eat." In response to the disciples saying that, Jesus said to them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." That's verse 34 and verse 35 of John chapter 4. You know, it's interesting. The concern of the disciples was meat, but the focus of Jesus was men. Their interest was on supper, but his interest was on souls. He told them to stop looking down at a temporal meal and to start looking up at the eternal multitudes. You see, this woman had the entire town following her as she was coming to Jesus. And in verse 34, Jesus makes it clear, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." And he tells his disciples, he says, "Don't say there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest." Jesus looks at his disciples and he says, "This is what I have to tell you right now. Lift up your eyes, look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." And just that phrase this morning, I wanted to give you just a couple thoughts before we go out and serve the Lord today. First thing is this, that I noticed that Jesus emphasized the spiritual over the physical. Jesus says, "I came to do the will of him that sent me." The disciples said, "Hey, Jesus, let's go eat." And Jesus here says, "No, I came to do his will." Jesus emphasized the spiritual over the physical. And I want to encourage you in your life, always emphasize the spiritual over the physical. Second, in verse 34, Jesus emphasized commitment over compensation. Jesus says, "I came to finish his work." You see, Jesus was not interested in what he got out of it. He was interested in finishing what he had come to do. You know, I think if you and I begin to get our eyes on what it is we get out of something, what it is we profit, what it is, what do we get out of it? We're going to be disappointed in life, and we're going to begin to do things with the wrong motives. We should always emphasize commitment over compensation. Number three, I realized that Jesus in verse 35 emphasized the eternal over the temporary. In verse 35, he says, "There are yet." He says, don't say "there are yet 4 months." He says, don't just assume that you've got more time. Don't say that, "Hey, there's still yet 4 months." You don't know that you have that long. He says, literally, that's just temporary. You need to think of the eternal, not the temporary. And you and I in our life, we need to always emphasize the eternal over the temporary. So many times you and I put so much effort and time into things that are temporary. And we put so little effort And so little investment into what is eternal. The fourth thing I notice is this, that Jesus emphasized the will over the emotions. In verse 35, he said, lift up your eyes. The harvest is already here. You see, you and I don't see the need because we don't want to see the need. Jesus said, lift up your eyes. He says, you decide to look. You decide to see. The reason you don't see the need is because you've chosen not to see the need. It's a choice of the will. You and I should not just go by our emotions. He emphasized the will over the emotions. If you and I base our entire life always on how we feel, then we're going to be in for a roller coaster ride in our life. I noticed number five that Jesus emphasized personal obligation over public opinion. In verse 34, he said, my meat is to do the will of the Father. You see, it didn't matter what everybody else thought, and it didn't even matter what the disciples thought. Jesus said, my meat. It might not be what God's called you to do, but this is what God's called me to do. This might not be what's best for you to do, and this might not be what you want to do or what you think is best to do, but this is my meat. It might not be your meat, but it's my meat. It might not be your priority, but Jesus said, this is my priority. Personal obligation over public opinion. And I noticed lastly that Jesus emphasized reaping over resting. In verse 35, he says that the harvest fields, he says, they are white already. He said, don't sit back and think you've got 4 months and more time and that you've just got plenty of time to rest. He says, don't rest. It's time to reap. Always emphasize reaping over resting. Because if you don't reap now, you might not even get the chance to reap later. A wonderful set of lessons in just two verses in John chapter 4. The disciples wanted supper. Jesus wanted souls. God bless you. Thanks for listening this morning. We'll talk with you next time here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.